Is anybody out there at all? All right, welcome back to The Isolationist. I'm feeling peppy today. I'm feeling great. As always, thank you for listening. Up to a shit ton of listeners. If you guys haven't already, go and check out The Asked Show since I'm on their network. I figure I should finally, after 9 or 10 of these fucking things, plug the guys who are doing all the hosting and all the editing and everything for me. So yeah, Ask Cast. With Johnny Landon and Rev, they're acceptable, you know? I mean, they're not great, but they're good enough, you know? That's the best I could give you guys. Sorry, Ask Cast. I just been on it so many times and there's fucking characters you have to call in and piss me off all the time. That's as much as I'm giving you. Alright. Anyone else remember the show Wild On? You remember jerking off to Brooke Burke? Anyone? Because I had a lot of dead soldiers to that one. Brooke Burke walking around with her fucking perfect six-pack and hip-to-chest ratio when I was fucking, I don't even know how. How young was I? That show was from like 2003 to 2007, and I graduated college, I graduated high school in 2005. That show got me through puberty. God knows I couldn't talk to women, but every night, when everyone else was asleep, it would be Wild On and Girls Gone Wild commercials, and I would just, oof. Do you remember when it was easier to just jerk off to stuff? I mean, I personally have pretty much stopped. I have stopped jerking off. I'm nearing 30. My testosterone is getting low enough as is. Stop jerking off. Because I want to feel like a man again, you know? When you're jerking off all the time, I don't know if you know this or not, but it feels like your testosterone goes down. You're wasting so much time. You're always pornographic fucking images. It makes it harder to fucking, it's so bad for your dick. As someone who's worked for Pornhub, fun fact, for those of you who don't know, I worked for Pornhub for, I don't know, a week, just doing some stuff for them at the Exotica convention. But Brooke Burke and that, like, you know, that was a, those were simpler, easier times when it came to jerking off. Like, if you wanted bondage and that weird stuff, you had to go to Germany and someone had to bring it back for you. Like, I can't tell you, I was living in North Brunswick, New Jersey for a while, and I found some porn when I was walking through the woods, and I was like, holy shit, I just got in a time capsule back to when the X-Files were popular, you know? It was just easier then with Brooke Burke, but what amazes me even more is I can't remember a travel show before Wild On. Can you remember a travel show before Wild On? I can't. Maybe it's just I was watching different things then, but I love travel shows now. I think they're amazing, but I can't, that's what set me off thinking about this. I can't remember, like, I'm just watching the development of travel shows in my life. And it went Wild On, which was amazing. Brooke Burke, not the most eloquent, but she knew the party spots. She looked good. Everyone there looked good in that show. And then you have Tara Reid. It's just everything is awesome. It's so interesting. That's amazing. So some producer was like, all right, standard hot chick. We had a brunette. Let's throw a blonde in here. Let's get Tara Reid. She's the hot one right now. Let's give her a show. And that not only destroyed Tara Reid, if you remember, she was the one who said dumb stuff. Like, I had to do a little research back into this. The Acropolis in Rome. She's like, is that like built by the one guy who was also the leader and they didn't have any potatoes? And I found myself screaming at her in my adult age. I'm older than she is in that show, I think. I'm older now than she is at that show. I found myself imaginarily screaming at a 21-year-old about how stupid, she is. And then I look now and God, does that fucking girl look beat up. Oh, I felt bad about yelling at her when she was 21, but we could have called it then. Anyone who watched that show knew Tara Reid was going to look like she was going to go the way of the Lindsay Lohan, right? All right, this is me. This is my appeal just to normal people. This is me trying to talk about shit that I think everyone could be interested in. jerking off to Tara Reid. She wasn't even that. She was, like, literally, I don't know. She ruined... The thing was after Tara Reid, after they canceled the one season that she had of Wild On. I don't remember any more travel shows. I just don't. There weren't any in my world. And I think that was the thing, is Tara Reid ruined an entire genre of TV for an extended amount of time. Until Anthony Bourdain, really. He was George Zimmer, Anthony Bourdain, a Jewish guy who also worked with, he's famous. They did a documentary about his house in Hawaii. A Jewish guy really took some celebrity chefs. After Tara Reid ruined a food and travel show, it took that guy to reinvent an entire genre of TV for people. Until really, like, yeah, that's it. It was Weird Foods with Andrew Zimmer and Anthony Bourdain that brought back, like, the real travel. Like, because I remember a couple of cooking shows. It was like, you know, they'd go to, like, places in Massachusetts, in, like, Cape Cod, and they'd review restaurants, and it was pretty boring, really. So that's why they didn't take off until you needed to go from hot chicks doing Spring Break in the 90s to all of a sudden we had Anthony Bourdain, a 70-year-old disgruntled ex-heroin addict, living with hope, but without hope. him going to fucking Rome and being like, yeah, so a really shitty area of Rome. I don't like anything about it. I don't know. He's more eloquent than I give him credit for. But that to me is amazing. That was just a short little thing that happened in my life. A little realization I had that I wanted to share. Is Tara Reid destroyed an entire genre of TV that it took an angry 7-year-old writer to freaking bring back, really, and make it thrive. You had Emeril Lagasse and Mario Batali before that, but they didn't really do travel shows that I remember. Then it was always like cooking shows, like Cooking in the Kitchen. Bam, spice it up. Bam, suck this cock. Bam, I'm awful. Bam, this is a gimmick that's easy for people to latch onto because this is a new genre. And Mario Batali with his Crocs. Nah, I love Anthony Bourdain. I do. I love him. I think about what we had even as celebrity cooking shows before him. Everything was like Martha Stewart, and they all had hooks. And they all had catchy phrases. And they were all like, oh, this is how moms do it, targeting the mom market. Now you have Anthony Bourdain, who's targeting disgruntled fucking college kids and people of a certain age, like myself, who are just like, oh my god, all I want to do is smoke weed and not have to actually travel. Let him do the layovers for me. Let him make that place look fucking great. Well, because I know if I actually went there, it'd be shitty like Hawaii was. Hawaii, this beautiful waterfall place. They don't show you all the Japanese tourists that are there ruining it. I can't get over how shitty Hawaii was. My parents went on fucking their honeymoon there. And they had pictures of them in nature and beautifulness. And then I remember my parents' generation were also the ones that probably left fucking beer cans everywhere. Complained about the prices. Fucking scammed enough hotels that big chains had to move in because the little guys couldn't compete. Like, that's, thanks mom and dad for Hawaii and for ruining fucking travel shows for us. God, I hate the generation above. Nah, I hate two generations. I don't know, my dad's like 70, my mom's in her 50s. I don't know what generation they are, but those people, fuck them. Fuck all people of that age. I've never met one that didn't kind of piss me off enough, or a lot, enough. Fuck me. Fucking stream of thought bullshit. Me being pissed off brings me to something that it was hilarious that happened to me this weekend. Someone in Vermont, the one time I go back into society, I go to watch the tractor parade. Yeah, something I actually fucking do now. They, like 20 tractors threw some Christmas lights on them and drove down Main Street in a town that was 45 minutes away from me. So I had to drive 45 minutes to this stupid... Yeah, I have digestion issues. I know I burp in every podcast. I have a shitty digestive tract. This riles up my ulcers, and all of a sudden I start burping like I'm the Jinx murderer. We're back. Me and my girlfriend, we sit for a half hour. watching these tractors go by. But before we can get there, she parks, and a woman tried to start an argument in a parking lot with me and my girlfriend. We have New Jersey plates on her car still. Listen, you're Kimbo Slice. I'm Muhammad Ali of fucking parking lot arguments. I'm from Jersey. That's a sport to us. You know how many times when I was going to school in North Jersey, I would see like a boyfriend and girlfriend arguing in a goddamn parking lot? And then I would just see some fucking jacked up guinea get into it. Hey, don't talk to your girl like that. And then all of a sudden it would be like an entire family of Italians screaming at each other in a parking lot with just strangers jumping in and yelling at people whose faces they don't like. That's sports us. That's how we spend our Tuesday fucking nights. We go to a family Italian restaurant and we walk out and we end up fucking screaming at each other in parking lots. You realize we're fucking crazy people. This woman fucking didn't. And this woman did something that pisses me the fuck off about human beings as a general fucking group of people. She goes, me and my girlfriend are far away from her car. And she goes, excuse me, hey you bitch. Thanks for parking so fucking close I can't get out, thinking that me and my girlfriend wouldn't hear it. I don't think Jenna heard it at first, but I'm like, oh, you're fucking done, lady. You just called my girlfriend a bitch? After all this, my girlfriend was like, what would you do if that was a jacked up dude? And he called me a bitch. I was like, I'd just instantly be on him. There would be no words. There would be no argument. Like, your family can call you a bitch. I can call you a bitch. Your friends can call you a bitch. My friends can call you a bitch. Jokingly! Fucking jokingly! But anyone else that's not my family calls you a bitch? Fucking, my fists are getting thrown. Random stranger calls you a bitch? I react to that as it calls for it. This was an elderly lady, so she just got my fucking attitude. Where I stayed calm the entire time. That's the best part about that. When someone else is fucking screaming, you do the exact opposite thing of what they're doing. That's how you win. This woman starts off screaming. To answer my girlfriend, she was like, well, if it's a dude, I'm knocking him out. If it's an old dude, I'm knocking him out and I'm fucking beating the shit out of him so his lineage comes after me. If your dad's a pussy who could get knocked out and calls women a bitch in the parking lot for no reason, I'm gonna fucking knock your dad out, hoping your fucking kids come after me too. I'll write down my license plate and leave it in your pocket. Let you try and sue me. Try and fucking find me. But if you're a dude who calls my girlfriend a bitch in a parking lot, you're fucking done. But this woman, she goes, excuse me, bitch, could you park any closer so I can't get out? Or whatever the fuck she said. You know, as we covered in the last podcast, my short-term memory, a little hazy. So I'm going to do my best not to, like, exaggerate this for comedic effect. But I saw that she was screaming, and I went, oh, excuse me, ma'am? Excuse me? You just say something to my girlfriend? And she goes, yeah, I've been trying to talk to you for 20 minutes, and you walked away, and she starts backpedaling, and I go, I've already won this one. I'm a 6'5" intimidating guy. I forget that sometimes just my mere presence around people is enough. And then I open my mouth and all that goes away because of my high-pitched fucking shit voice. But I go, excuse me, ma'am? You say something? And she goes, yeah, I tried to tell that girl for 20 minutes she parked too close and I couldn't get out. And I went, no, you didn't. You didn't, because I was standing outside of her car. We drove here separately from different directions. I was standing outside her car. You didn't say anything. How about you be polite? How about you just say please or excuse me? And my girlfriend goes, what? And she notices what's going on. And she goes, what the fuck is your problem? And I go, oh. And then she realizes she needs to be calm. So my girlfriend starts going in on a little bit. And this woman all of a sudden decides that she's the fucking victim. All of a sudden decides she's the victim. She goes, oh, I'm sorry that you parked so fucking close I can't get my 4-year-old son out of the car. I guess we'll just watch the tractor parade from in the car. And my girlfriend at that point gets in her car and moves it just a space like in front of her. And this woman, I go, yeah, maybe you fucking should. Maybe your stupid 4-year-old son can sit in that car and you and your fucking can't get out of a normal fucking human being space. Maybe you should sit in your car and watch it from there. And in the back, I noticed she has like an 11-year-old son with a unibrow and no dad in the situation. And I decide I'm going to rail into her. And she goes, yeah, well, I'm handicapped. And I go, you're not in a handicapped space, first off, you idiot. And number two, just because you're handicapped doesn't mean you're right. But I say this calmly. I'm pissed off about it now, so I'm yelling. But to her, I go, hey, you're not in a handicapped spot. Also, just because you're handicapped doesn't mean you're right. She goes, yeah, well, I'm handicapped, and screamed. And I go, we just addressed that. How about you apologize to my girlfriend, you dumb bitch? And that's how I've realized it gets to people. The way I say dumb bitch is infuriating to others. And my girlfriend was like, she noticed, my girlfriend got out of the car and noticed that this woman was fucking hauling off all of a sudden. And this woman was pissed off more than she was before. But then Jenna goes in and goes, I don't understand why you can't just be a goddamn human being, you idiot. Just say you're sorry or say excuse me. And she just goes, oh, I'm handicapped. And she gets back in her car and closes the door. My girlfriend goes, what did you do or say that really, really pissed her off? And I go, oh, I called her a dumb bitch. And I was like, but I realize I don't say it like that. My inflection is what gets to people. You want to piss anyone off? It doesn't matter, male, female. Call someone a dumb bitch. Be like, you dumb bitch. You dumb bitch. You dumb bitch. You dumb bitch. Like that. Saying it like that infuriates everyone, I realize. Just say it like that to someone. Say that to one of your friends and watch them fume. But this woman seals herself off in the car. My girlfriend and I go walking for a little bit. My girlfriend goes, oh, we should probably get her license plate just in case she does something to my fucking car and take some pictures of my car before and after. And I go, all right, not a problem. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go take a picture of your license plate right in fucking front of her. And my girlfriend was like, no, don't take a picture of her license plate and re-instigate shit so she definitely does stuff to my car. She goes, no, just sneak a fucking picture. And I go, all right, I won't take a picture of her car like that. So what I do instead, to get around it, because semantics, and I'm petty as fuck, I go over, and I pretend to take a picture of the woman's car, but I just write down her license plate in my notes, and I stare at this woman right in her fucking face, because my girlfriend and I walked into Rite Aid to cool down, and then we walked around for a while talking about it. Kind of circling our car, but enough where the lady wouldn't have been able to see it because, she's handicapped. Probably can't see more than 5 feet either. Probably shouldn't be driving a car if you can't get out of a normal fucking human being space. My girlfriend was parked perfectly, and she drives a little fucking Jeep. You can get out. That woman, she was just like, she and I were talking. She was like, oh my God. Like, that woman had to have had something else that ruined her day. That one, like, we're talking about how awful this fucking crazy-ass woman's life must be. Because that's what you do. To me, I won't say that stuff unless I talk shit directly to a person's face. I won't do that later on. I won't be like, oh, I'll think about that person's life. Because that's a cop-out. You go right to someone's face and tell them that they're throwing a pity party for themselves and they're fucking wrong and they're an idiot. Then you get to talk about how miserable they are afterwards. But you can't just take shit and then do it later to make yourself feel better. Now, my girlfriend and I were in this fucking person's face, telling her she's a piece of shit. So we got to talk about how much of a piece of shit we really, really think she is. And we forgot, like, I forgot my go-to insults in parking lot battles are stuff like, hey, who hurt you? What trauma did you have in your childhood? Someone touch you? Someone touch you, dude? Who touched you? Who touched you? Like, that stuff drives people off their fucking gourd. If you just repeat stuff like, who touched you? So I didn't do any of that to that woman. So I figured I gotta do something. So I stare right at her. And I pretend to take a picture. You wanna know why? Because in my mind, she sees me, like, taking pictures of Jenna's car. And then taking a sneaking a picture of her license plate. Legal basis, there's no grounds for that. What do I realized, I was like, what do I have? I have a picture of a woman's fucking license plate and that there are keys, and two people hearsay saying she probably fucking did it because we just argued with her in the parking lot, and we don't have a recording of her arguing with us in the parking lot, which I regret. I regret because my phone was out. I should have just recorded it. It was great. But I said, legal basis, I got nothing. This woman sees me walk right up to her car, make eye contact with her, and snap a picture. I may have no legal basis for anything. But what I do have there is a fucking deterrent in this woman's mind that she realizes, oh shit, they have my shit. They have my picture. They have my car's picture. They have my license plate. They have so much shit about me. This woman, if she's screaming in a parking lot, she's not smart enough to think rationally like I do, where I'm like, oh, I have no legal basis for this. She keys up that fucking car, we're in the shithole. We gotta fucking damage it. Or we gotta fucking repair it because it's damaged. So I give that woman a fucking deterrent. Because I have no problems treating someone who's a dirtbag like a goddamn dirtbag. You act like a dirtbag, you're gonna get treated like one. Worse off is she was a fucking coward dirtbag. The worst type of dirtbags to me. I hate coward dirtbags. People say shit behind your back. People that'll do passive-aggressive things to you without being up front to your fucking face. I'm up front to your fucking face. Hey, I don't fucking like you. Hey, you parked like an idiot. I'm not gonna leave a note. I'm gonna sit on my car and fucking wait for you to come back and tell you you parked like a jagoff. But that's only if you actually parked like a jagoff. Not because I'm having a fucking bad day and need to take it out on someone else. Alright? If I'm having a bad day, I got two dogs. I'll fucking scream at them. They won't know. They can't tell the difference. If I just say it like a little bit passive-aggressive and happy to a dog, they think I love them. That's why you get dogs, right? I'm gonna put you down today! Daddy had a fucking bad day! Yeah, who had an awful day? Who's thinking about shooting you and putting you down to feel better? Oh, I did! That's why we get dogs. Dumb fucking woman. So what have we covered so far? Covered the Tara Reid. Everyone jerked off to Brooke Burke. Tara Reid destroyed an entire genre of TV for like 5 or 10 years. We got parking lot arguments. Shit that happened to me. That's why I ran off, so I don't have to deal with people. Only a select few people do I have to fucking deal with. I love it so that I don't have to do that shit anymore, because there's no point at the end of it. There's no point at the end of that. At the end of that, I felt better, but she didn't, and I don't know why I felt better. I felt better because I'm a petty fucking person. This is the bulk of the podcast, is that. I got a couple things. I'm trying to be more relatable to other people. I'm going to talk about the dude punching a kangaroo. I think that's awesome. If you knew how to throw a punch. That dude, it drives me insane what I actually think about. I can't be relatable because of the way I think. Sorry, that entire shit that I was going to say is fucking done. If you look real close at that video, that dude has a huge ass fucking knife right on his side. It looks like a dirk, like a little sword. Alright? Kangaroo's got my dog in a headlock. I'm gonna fucking whip out my knife and stab the shit out of that kangaroo. I'm gonna fucking kill it. I'm gonna slit its throat. This Australian dude goes, nah, I'm just gonna punch the kangaroo in the fucking face. You know the kangaroos can eviscerate you? They can disembowel you. They go on their goddamn tails and they kick you with their fucking back legs that are fucking heinous. They can fucking destroy you. And this dude goes, nah, I'm gonna punch him. In America, cops will fucking, where I came from, where I was living before this, they'd baton me for anything. If I didn't have my registration on me, I'd be pulled out of the car and beaten into the fucking curb. That's where I fucking, that's what cops are like to me. So the fucking, a dude in Australia won't even whip out a knife to save his fucking dog against a beastly wild animal, but a cop, You loiter for too long and they'll pull their fucking weapon on you. You ever realize that that's a fucked up part of America? I love this country, but it's fucking weird how we are. I don't know if that's a fair similarity or whatever, but the dude had a huge fucking knife. cops will pull a baton on a black guy for anything. But here's the thing, like, I do have to give it to cops, because, like, look at our population. What's our population in America? Like, 3 billion. How many cops do we have? Like, a million? A million versus, we're at 8 billion more maybe in the total world, or 10 billion, whatever it is that, like, resources we use up, and we can't remake them now. Really fucked up this planet. Critical mass or whatever. Cops got a tough fucking job. But if you're just some dude whose dog is, you're watching your dog get choked out and killed by a kangaroo, you'd think that guy would pull a fucking knife. Now, a cop though, who has a gun, has a fucking baton, has like 40 people he can call for backup, fucking will pull a gun for nothing. That's what I thought. I was going to talk about, be hilarious about how that guy's punch was fucking girly. I can't do that shit anymore. I don't have the energy. The world's a fucked up place. I'd rather talk about how a dude in fucking Australia should be a cop instead of the cops that we have. Can you imagine if that dude was a cop? Alright, mate, you stole a car. Step out. Nah, I'm just gonna punch you a little bit with a girly punch. I don't know where I was going. I just think it's fucked up. That guy should have killed that fucking thing. You want to know how crazy I am? This is how fucking crazy I'm getting, people. I thought about that. And then I was like, the vegans will probably have a problem with the fact that he punched the fucking kangaroo that was killing his dog. Right? How does a vegan deal with this morally ambiguous scenario? If you're a vegan and you listen to the show, fucking tell me. Tell Riv. BrettFoster@gmail.com. It's my email. I know I got fucking 1,000 of you listening at least. Now, write in and tell me how, if you're a vegan, how you morally handle this situation. A dog is getting killed by a kangaroo. Alright? Where do you put the moral boundaries? What's your hierarchy in this situation? For me, my dog. My dog wins. I'm gonna kill the kangaroo. Your fucking weird moral hierarchy where you can't eat shit because you can't take another life. You just sit there and let it fucking happen? Do you watch your dog die because you can't take a life of a kangaroo? And this is nature? How the fuck do you handle that, you goddamn vegan? And then from vegans, I started wondering why there's so many vegans that aren't pro-life. Because, like, they won't eat eggs. You won't eat eggs. Eggs are coming out. Fucking, an abortion's just sucking a little fucking cell out. That's all you're eating that an egg is. Or are you about the exploitation of chicken, you know, and factory farming? Well then, by your own logic, what about the exploitation of women, huh? Your logic doesn't make sense in abortion. You should be pro-life, you fucking idiots. By your logic, it only makes sense for you to be pro-life if you won't eat an egg. And you can't use exploitation of chicken as an excuse, because there's exploitation of women and the fact that they should be able to have control of their own bodies. How about that? Fucking vegans don't make any goddamn sense to me with your morals. You just don't. Fucking, that's where I go. This is my fucked up stupid brain. Oh, I'm getting pissed. When I'm burping, I'm getting actually pissed. My stupid fucked up brain goes, they can't use that. I'm vegan because of cruelty to animals. But I believe that chickens should have free-range life. Like, then if you're vegan, you should be able to eat free-range eggs then. How about, morally, just I shouldn't eat another, kill another being or ingest it. Like, it's fucking human beings. That's an egg that's coming out of them. You can't kill or take another life. You can't kill or eat an egg. Fuck it. Your entire shit gets thrown out the window. And then again, I'm just repeating it here. Exploitation of chickens, exploitation of women. You're all about the exploitation of women too, most vegans. So guess what? By your own logic, you're pro-choice. And every vegan I meet from now on, I'm going to tell them they're pro-choice. They have to be pro-choice. By their own stupid fucking idiot logic. Ugh. That's where my mind goes. I was going to try and be zany, but I fucking can't. Identity. What's the other two things I wrote down that I wanted to talk about? What do you guys want me to talk about? These two are two things that I don't think I'm stoned enough to speak about yet. I noticed identity is this really weird fucking thing that people really like to hold on to. I'm at 30 minutes. Do I really want to open this can? Nah, next week. Next podcast, I'll go in deeper. Next week, you can look forward to me talking about how identity is a really weird thing and how I'm having problems with reality as a whole. As I want to turn off my internet because there's no such thing as fact anymore, and I'm having problems distinguishing realities. Like, you can absolutely build your own reality now, and I don't like it. I wanted us to all share one reality. I'll get into that next week. All right. Enjoy your 30 minutes of absolute fucking mayhem and garbage. Covered a lot today in 30 minutes. Not in depth. I don't go in depth about subjects and topics that much. But hey, so ends the rant of a fucking crazy man. How about that? I did it good this time, first try.